This is a story of expectation and surprise, and it was told by Lynn Neary on NPR's Morning Edition in 2010. Neary suggests that Maria Callas defined what it meant to be a diva, and Callas remains one of the towering figures of opera. But exciting as Callas was as a performer, her voice began to decline while she was still relatively young. Experts and fans alike continue to question what exactly happened to a voice that was both exhilarating and controversial. The year was 1952, and Callas was performing what would become one of her legendary roles, Bellini's Norma, at London's Covent Garden. There were high expectations about Callas' appearance, and opera critic John Steen was in the audience. What he remembers vividly was the opera's most challenging aria, Casta Diva, and the feeling that Callas might not hit the highest notes. You felt that any miscalculation, just the tiniest degree of miscalculation, and the thread might break. Disaster might come. Now, it didn't happen, but there was a certain tension in the air as to the sheer vocal security. Maria Callas singing in 1952. The first part of the NPR story is one of high expectations for genius made manifest and relief that Callas made it through the aria and did what she was supposed to do. The final part of the report concerns surprise and wonder, not knowing what to expect from Callas. What makes Callas' voice and her performances so distinctive, according to James Jordan, is their complexity. Like any great work of art, he says, one wants to keep coming back to her performances over and over again. Every time you come back to a great work of art, you see something different because you are a different person, Jordan says. With Callas singing, even hearing three or four notes strung together, you realize, oh, I didn't hear how she did that before. That's so beautiful. To take just these few simple notes and to go from this note to that note in such an elegant and graceful way shows so much and means so much. And so every time you listen, you hear something a little different. You hear something a little more sophisticated. Mm-hmm. For commentator James Jordan, Maria Callas, a singer who defies expectations. That all from a report by Lynn Neary on NPR's Morning Edition in 2010. The complexity of an artist like Maria Callas is explored in the recent movie Maria, featuring Angelina Jolie in the title role. It's one of 21 films to be screened in 21 days during Winterfest 2025 at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock, opening this weekend. Ronnie Harvey, general theater manager and film booker at the Dietrich, stopped in at the WVIA Benko studio to talk about expectations as a movie theme and expectations about what movie might win an Oscar.
When we were picking films, I don't like to toot my own horn too much, but I said, this is going to be nominated, this is going to be nominated, this is going to be nominated. You know, I went down and I went, okay, we've got to get these. And lo and behold, the Golden Globes happened. And all of the ones that I predicted would be there were there. And then the Oscars happened and it did shake up a little bit. Some of the ones that I thought were going to be nominated in one or two categories didn't make it, but they were there at the Golden Globe. So we're talking award winning regardless of which award show we're talking about. And we also decided we wanted to bring in the shorts program too, because the shorts program is not seen by anybody. No one gets to see the animated short films and the live action short films that are nominated every year. So by bringing those in, we're pretty much running the gamut. And some of these films are not just nominated once or twice. We're talking 8, 12 like nominations. You're going to be hearing these names if you're watching the event all night long. And that leads me to, speaking of the Oscars, we have a special event connected to this film festival. It's an Oscar history presentation, essentially. So the Saturday before the Oscars, during film festival, we will have John Tyndall. He will be at the theater. He is a professor at Northampton Community College, and he does film. I actually took his presentation beforehand. He does kind of like a quiz, and it's a very interactive presentation about the Oscar history, scandals that have happened throughout the history, you know, the firsts that have happened, the history behind where the name Oscar even comes from. And so it's a really fun interactive presentation the Saturday before at 10:30. And so I was watching the preview day. The preview day is where everybody comes and watches all the trailers.
It helps people decide which films they really want to see.
Yes. And right beforehand, I always bring up, can anybody think of any through line throughout, outside of just the Oscars? But as I'm watching them, I came up with one that I hadn't seen before. And I use two words, perception and expectation, really play throughout this film festival with Anora. She's a young woman of the night. And so people have this perception of who she is. She marries a young Russian, a member of a Russian mafia, of the Russian mob. And he has this perception of who he is and the relationship they have. And so it's this lovely story of this girl. It's like Pretty Woman dialed to 100. And it's this romance, this love story, this hectic, chaotic love story, and this finding yourself in the process of who you were meant to be, who you want to be. Nickel Boys, set in the Jim Crow South, and it's about the perception of what young Black boys were supposed to be at the time, or the expectation of who people perceive them to be and what they expect of themselves and how they could get out of these circumstances. There's a through line about female performers' expectations for themselves. The Last Showgirl, is about an aging, not burlesque, but an aging showgirl, essentially, on the Las Vegas stage. And so she's aging out. And the expectation that is put on her and the perception of, like, oh, you can get something else. And she's like, this is who I am. This is all I've ever known. What do I do now? Liza and Maria. Liza tells the story of Liza Minnelli. It's a documentary. She's in the documentary along with a lot of other performers of her era and friends of hers. And there's a perception about who she is because of her mother and what she achieved. And could she achieve the same things as her mother? Would she fall down the same way that her mother did? Maria is about the perception that society has around a performer and who they're meant to be and how they're meant to react to that adoration and acclaim and how that impacts a person.
And that's, of course, Maria Callas.
Maria Callas, yes, played expertly by Angelina Jolie. So Queer is another film. It's set in the 50s in Mexico City about an older man who has never really embraced his sexuality, and he meets a younger man. And so there's this perception of who he is, what their relationship is, and the expectations that are put on him by society to be something else. So I felt like throughout the whole festival, I kept seeing this perception and expectation narrative play out.
I always love it when you have that aha moment, because as you said originally, you don't set out with that in mind, but then it emerges, and it's fascinating whether it's something in the psyche, in the gestalt of the filmmakers or the society itself, that this is what we need to treat now.
Yeah, I think that's what happens is that you're in a moment in time as you're creating these films, and you put society's what's happening at the time into that, regardless of when your film is set. And it does surprise me how so often so many movies can go together in a bundle. And that's why this film festival is so interesting, because when you put it in a bundle, you can see it clearer.
And those are not the only ones who have received a nod from the Academy. We know The Brutalist is one that many people are talking about.
Yes, The Brutalist is a story of a man who immigrates to America after the war, World War II. And that also plays into, now that you just brought that up to me, I immediately go, the expectation of what an immigrant is to America and how that right now is such a timely, important story to tell, and the perception that society puts on them, and how he was someone so revered where he lived before, and how he's come here to try to make that better life for himself, and how he gets continually pushed down. And so that in itself is timely too, timely told.
Adrian Brody,
Guy Pearce, Felicity Jones. I still haven't seen it. I'm waiting to see that one, but it's 3 hours, but it's three worthy hours.
I heard today on the news that Conclave was just recognized by the British.
The BAFTAs, I believe. Conclave, I have been getting asked about Conclave so many times since its release date to now. And I knew I was either going to show it regularly. I just never found the time to squeeze it in. I said, guys, it will be here. I promise you. It will be for Film Festival. Just wait. And here it is. It's actually one of our opening, quote unquote, nights. We'll talk about that. But all-star cast. It's about the inner workings of selecting a new pope and what is happening behind the scenes. What everyone's, you know, it's almost like one of those, like a rat race to the top, if you will. It's almost like who will claw their way to, who will get the most backing behind them, and the secrets that are revealed, the inner workings of things that you wouldn't necessarily believe is going on. But everyone that's seen it has loved it. So I can't wait to watch that one as well. I try to, when the film festival happens, I try to go in blind, not necessarily because I don't want to see the films, but I want to experience them at the same time as that everyone else is experiencing. So they're fresh in my mind and I'm able to really talk to people about them.
Is A Real Pain one of the ones that people like?
A Real Pain is another one. This is probably, out of all the films here, I always like to say that Winter Film Festival, because of the weather outside, is always the quote-unquote bleakest of the festivals. But it's not bleak. It's the fact that they are the most awarded films. They are the ones that have the highest gravitas to them. And I would say A Real Pain is probably one of, if not the funniest films of festival. Jesse Eisenberg wrote and directed it with Kieran Culkin. He's been getting so many awards for this role and his role in Succession, which everyone loved him in. And he's fantastic in this one as well. It's about two cousins who go on a road trip with each other to see their grandmother in Poland. And, you know, they're quirky and they get into fights with each other. But then in the end, they find themselves and their relationship and, you know, tie it back together and solve the problems of their past, essentially.
I'm Still Here is another one.
I'm Still Here is kind of the dark horse to me in the Oscar running because it came out of nowhere in the Golden Globes and I wasn't anticipating it. And there's a lot of discussion about what will win non-English language film right now, and it might eke its way in there. And I'm Still Here is also very timely to some. It is about a mother who is trying to navigate her family, keeping them as strong as she can when her husband is quote unquote disappeared by a dictatorship that is taking over in Brazil in the 70s. And so it's her trying to navigate finding out what happened to her husband and keeping her life as normal and happy as one could. And from what I've heard, Eunice Paiva has done an extraordinary job.
Before we end, I want to talk about The Hummingbirds, but we probably should talk about The Room Next Door because people have heard about Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And The Room Next Door. The Room Next Door is directed by Pedro Almodovar. If you've ever been to a film festival, you've probably seen a Pedro Almodovar movie come through. They're lush. They're vibrant. There's something so interesting about them. And this one stars Tilda Swinton and Julianne Moore, and it follows close friends who have had a disconnect throughout their lives, and they once were close and they lost touch with each other, and the one friend calls her up and is like, I need you, and they get back together, and I'm not going to spoil why she needs her and what that means to how their friendship will navigate again in the future, what will become of it. But Pedro Almodovar movies are so beautifully shot and beautifully acted that I can't wait for that one as well.
There's another filmmaker who has quite a lot of name recognition, and we might say, what's he up to now, Werner Herzog?
Oh my gosh, yes. So the documentary films in here are very interesting. You brought up just a moment ago the Every Little Thing about the life of a hummingbird doctor, essentially. So you're seeing a little peek into the world, a small hummingbird, and how one human can make such a large impact. And then with Theater of Thought, with Werner Herzog, you see this giant concept to me, and it's about the brain and about neurotechnology and what we can do with our brains and what we think we could accomplish more with more research and more studies. And what that means for the future, where we're going versus where we've been. So what an interesting, those two are kind of the smallest little thing, one of the smallest things to this giant concept.
You have some news to report about opening night.
This year is the first year that we have decided not to do an opening gala. Nothing's wrong. When we were looking at it, I always try to find the right movie for opening night. And this time I kept going, okay, well, that's good. This is a good movie, but will it play opening night? The people are always constantly looking for this really feel-good movie, especially during the winter months. And then you have on top of that, the winter months. A lot of people that come to film festival are not even here. They're in Florida or some other warm destination. I hate you. Or they just don't want to come out. And so we thought, for the people that do want to come out, instead of going through all of this to not have quote unquote enough people, we get a lot, but it's not as big as the other ones. we thought, why not extend it to the entire town and make it a make-your-own gala? So we welcome you, if you're coming into town, to go to one of our local restaurants and make your own gala. They are aware you might be coming, so be prepared. They might have some specials. They'll be prepared. And then come see the movies with us so that you get to experience not only us, but the fine restaurants we have to offer in the town in general. But we will still be doing, obviously, for spring and fall, there will be big galas.
Ronnie Harvey, general theater manager and film booker at the Dietrich Theater in Tunkhannock, speaking with us about Winterfest 2025, getting underway this Friday, February 21st. At 7 o'clock, there will be two showings on opening night. 7 o'clock, it's Conclave, and at 9:30, A Real Pain. And since it is a reconfigured gala, you're invited to go throughout the Tunkhannock area and have a meal somewhere, and then join them for the films. That's Conclave at 7 and A Real Pain at 9:30, and that's Friday, February 23rd. And you remember that A Real Pain is the Golden Globe winner for Best Supporting Actor and nominated for 4 Golden Globes, including Best Picture. It stars mismatched cousins David, played by Academy Award nominee Jesse Eisenberg, and Benji, played by Golden Globe winner Kieran Culkin, and they reunite for a tour through Poland to honor their much-loved grandmother. That's the pairing on opening night. 21 films to be screened in 21 days. That's 21 different films to be screened in 21 days. You can get a brochure at the box office or around town, and you can go online to see all of the films and descriptions of them. And for more information on the web, dietrichtheater.com. dietrichtheater.com, D-I-E-T-R-I-C-H. Theater is T-H-E-A-T-E-R. dietrichtheater.com. The Dietrich Theater is located at 60 East Tioga Street in Tunkhannock, and the festival gets underway this Friday with two films, Conclave at 7 and A Real Pain at 9:30, and then continues every day for 3 weeks, right up through Thursday, March 13th. And on that day, you can see at noon A Traveler's Needs, Vermilio at noon, I'm Still Here at 2:15, at 2:30, oh, the Hummingbird movie, Every Little Thing, 4:30, Lee, and that's about the war correspondent. And then at 7 o'clock on March 13th, it's The Brutalist. For more information, on the web, dietrichtheater.com.